Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Battlefield of the Mind. Everything that you say and do begins with the thoughts in your mind. Right now, as you are listening, you are thinking about something. Maybe it's about work or family. Maybe it's the ever-looming question of the future. As you think to yourself, where else do your thoughts go? Do you fear, get angry, feel depressed, or worry about failure? These are all tactics that Satan uses to distract your mind from the peace and courage that God can provide. Stay tuned as Joyce discusses the battles that you face in your mind and how God can help you have victory over these and other attacks. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Battlefield of the Mind.
Well, one day I was in my closet praying for a lady who was a volunteer in one of the weekly meetings that I had in St. Louis back then. Her name was Ruth Ann. I said, oh, Lord, Ruth Ann is such a blessing. What could I do to bless Ruth Ann? Well, immediately my eyes fell on the red dress. And I thought, I can't give her that dress. It's new. Now, here's the way this works. I knew here, without words, the still small voice is often without words. It just comes as a knowing. How can I bless Ruth Ann? Well, you see, the truth was I didn't want to give my dress away, so the devil helped me. He rushed right in to help me. You can't give that dress away. That's new. Well, whoever says you can't give away something new. You see, back then, I was still, like, not a really good giver. I was a little giver, but not a good giver. And I would give something away if I was done with it, but certainly not if I still wanted it. Which I've now come to learn is not even giving. God finally told me, why don't you just stop acting like you're giving and you're generous when you send all that stuff off to the poor, thank them for taking it off your hands, because you don't want it anymore anyway. You really get into giving when you start getting rid of stuff you like and want. Woo-hoo. Come on, stick with me. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. So it amazes me how through reasoning, because I reasoned out that God could not be asking me to give that new dress away. And then I thought about what I paid for it. And then I even thought about the red and silver earrings that I bought that matched it. So I'm telling you, it probably didn't take more than 30 seconds. And I heard from God, talked myself out of it, and even went so far as to think, you know, that's just the devil trying to get everything I enjoy. So I took a word from God, turned it into a threat from the devil, and disobeyed God all through reasoning. I don't think we have any idea how God wants to be involved in our everyday life, how he wants to lead us and guide us, and how exciting and vibrant our life could be if we really would be led by the Holy Spirit and get out of our stinking heads. Stop trying to figure everything out. So a couple weeks went by. I never thought any more about the red dress. A couple weeks went by, and I made a mistake. I started praying for Ruth Ann again in the same closet. Well, see, it was actually God putting Ruth Ann on my heart. It wasn't even me coming up with it. And he did it when I was in the closet because there was something in the closet that he wanted me to use to bless her with. It was a little walk-in closet. And I was in. I got dressed in there every morning, going to that same meeting again. Oh, God, bless Ruth Ann. She's been such. How can I bless Ruth Ann? Dumb question. Right again. Well, now I knew I'd been had. By then, I knew, okay, this must just really be God. I even said to the Lord, you know how we like to converse with God. I said, I haven't even worn it yet. And then the thing that I thought was, you know what? I didn't even buy it for me. I bought her size, not mine. It was never mine to start with. Amen. And that was why I couldn't wear it. Do you know, when God has, and I've learned this, when God tells me to give something away and I keep it, I can't enjoy it after that. There is no anointing on it for me after God once tells me to give it and I try to keep it. It's going to become a source of condemnation to me every time I see it. So, yes, I eventually gave Ruth Ann the dress. And years later, Ruth Ann came to work on our staff and she wore the red dress. And you know, the red dress became such a story in our ministry that we now have it in the props archives at the office. So So for your sake, we hauled out the red dress and we brought it all the way out here to San Jose. And here's the thing I want you to realize. Now, I'm thinking, how in the world could I ever have liked that dress? What did I think I was going to do with that dress? I would not wear that to a dog show. So here's the thing. This thing that is now at least probably 25 to 27 years old, I disobeyed God over this rag of a thing that now means absolutely nothing to me. And I'm telling you my sad story to see if you have any sad stories of your own. Selah, pause and calmly think about that. Amen? In James 1, it says that we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Deceiving our own selves through reasoning that is contrary to the truth. It's a big problem when we say, well, I know I should do that, but. Come on now, stick with me. I know I shouldn't do that, but. Let's just take it something as simple as, well, I know I shouldn't eat this, but. I know you don't want me to go there, but I'm going there anyway. Because I'm in charge and I go where I want to. I know I shouldn't drink 6 bottles of pop every day, but. I know I should exercise, but. I know I should go to bed. I really need the sleep, but. You know what we're actually doing? We're saying, I know what God is telling me, but here's my reason for not doing it. Amen. And then we end up over here.
I don't know what is wrong with me, man. I feel so bad. God, I need a miracle. I need somebody to come and pray for me. I just don't understand why I feel so bad.
Well, it really ain't all that hard to figure out if you just start listening to God. I can't even tell you how much better I feel than I used to because I go to bed at night now. I cut a bunch of stuff out of my schedule. I learned how to say no. I want to help people, but I don't want them to drive me crazy. I'd like to have a mind left. I don't want all of you to be healthy and whole and up and running, and I'm off somewhere half dead because I didn't know how to say no to anybody. It's amazing the few adjustments you can make if you just listen to the Holy Spirit that will bring so many great benefits in your life. Got to move on to the next point. Don't live in confusion. It's not normal for a believer. One of the examples I have in this book is regards my youngest son, Dan, who's now going to be 33 in December. And oh my gosh, I wasted so much time when my youngest son was a little boy wondering if he was going to survive. He hated school. He didn't like any of it. I mean, I so rejoiced when that boy got out of high school. And college was not even anything we would have dared to talk about. Because he just did not like school. He didn't like any of it. He had a hard time learning the conventional way. Well, guess what? I wasted all that time because right now, today, he's the CEO of Joyce Meyer Ministries. So you can save yourself a lot of time by not worrying about your kids and just say, God, I don't know what your plan is, but I trust you got one. I mean, you know, I had one daughter. I thought, how is this kid going to leave home and survive? I mean, she can't even find her shoes in the morning. What is she going to do without me? And now you want to know the funny thing? She's the one out of my 4 kids who runs all my errands and takes care of me and comes and packs me for these trips to make sure that I get out of town with all my ducks in a row. So the one who couldn't take care of herself now takes care of me. Come on, there's hope for your kids. Don't waste your time trying to figure it all out all the time. Now, an anxious and a worried mind is not normal. Do you know what is normal for a believer? Peace. Oh, that's our normal atmosphere. That is the atmosphere of heaven. That's the atmosphere that we are supposed to live in. The spiritual atmosphere is the peace that passes understanding. Why are we going to pray if we're going to just keep worrying? It's just silly. It's just wasted effort. If you're going to worry, don't pray. When I try to teach on not worrying, I finally got to the point where I thought, you know, Lord, this is useless for me to teach on not worrying because people are going to worry anyway. I heard all the messages on not worrying, and I worried anyway. So I finally just kind of got down with God in study, and I said, when are people going to stop worrying? And here's what I've learned. I can stand here and tell you that I'm blue in the face not to worry, but you know what? You're going to worry until you finally realize that it's useless. It doesn't help your problem, doesn't solve your problem. All it is us saying, I think if I think about this long enough and worry about it long enough, I can figure something out. That's not going to work. Sometimes I bring a rocking chair. I didn't bring that this weekend. Worry is like rocking in a rocking chair all day. It keeps you busy but gets you nowhere. At the end of the day, you'll still be in the exact same spot, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I would say that worry is a pretty huge problem for a large majority of people. It is. Do I ever worry? Yeah, there's sometimes when I do, but I tell you, I don't, nothing like what I used to. My goodness, God has brought me a long way. I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm making progress. And you can get to the point where you don't worry. All you have to do when you're worried is just think about something else. Go get your mind on something else. Get your mind on something good. And just say out loud, this is not going to help me. It's not going to do me any good. It's useless. It's a waste of time. How many of you believe that you're more valuable to God than a bird? You believe that? You're more valuable to God than a bird? Well, we know what Matthew 6 says. Look at the birds. They don't worry. They're not frustrated. They're not concerned about anything, and yet God keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than a bird? Why waste your time worrying about something that's going on in your life today? Because tomorrow you're going to have something new that you can think about if you want to. So let's pray. And let's really believe when we pray that God hears us. And that's one of the things that has really helped me. I really have come to the point where I truly believe when I pray that God hears me and that He will do what needs to be done about it in His timing. And if it's not my timing, I'm going to have to be happy with it anyway because my upset is not going to make God hurry. Come on, help me. I'm preaching better than you're acting. Now here, I know what you're thinking. I can't help it. I just can't get it off my mind. Yeah, you can. Think about something else. Don't just sit in a dark room by yourself. I think sometimes we just take days just to think about our problems.
Thanks for listening. Start to see victory over your thoughts with today's offer, Battlefield of the Mind Action Plan. The action plan includes CDs, DVDs, and a personal study guide, or you can download it for a donation of $35 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, you know, I am committed to bring you the Word of God on a regular basis, and I need you to be committed in partnership to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.